The word of God, the faded son, unmade and uncreated, came from heaven to be with men. John beheld him, touched him, truly brought him in this gospel newly back to dwell with us again. Where those early streams were flowing purely from pure fountains going, John breaks forth in fuller tides. Pouring for the thirsty nations those life-giving sweet libations which the throne of God provides. Tell again what bread is given, purchased by that side once riven. Christ's own bread himself alone, how the company of praises to the Lamb its lofty praises. When we sing before the throne, heaven he trod wherein the golden sun of truth by him behold and filled his soul's most secret space. Dreaming with his spirit lifted to the seraphim who shifted wings revealed God's very face. There he heard in circles seated harpers harp their oft repeated praise with elders near the throne. By the seal of Godhead placing on our very speech the tracing of the thoughts of God alone. Tell again what bread is given, purchased by that side once riven. Christ's own bread himself alone, how the company of praises to the Lamb its lofty praises. Seer and prophet rested, far he flies above them all. Never yet was mortal smitten by such secret truths unwritten, truths which never fail or fall. There the king investor splendid, seen but yet uncomprehended, passes to his palace gate. To his bride from his dominion he has sent on eagle's pinion tidings of that mystic state. Then her bridegroom splendor, tell of rest most deep and tender, bear thy message to the bride. Tell what angels' food resembles, at what feasts all heaven assembles, where their king shall still abide. Tell again what bread is given, purchased by that side once riven.